Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revell, and this is ValueSign.com Midday. For all of our podcast articles, references, and charts, visit ValueSign.com. Well, today, Walmart hires its own ships. That, plus Biden's bid to become the infrastructure president, just ahead. Well, in a time when everyone else is bemoaning these supply chain issues, Walmart, at least, has come up with a solution. Hire your own ships. That's right. Walmart has chartered its own fleet of vessels to bring the goods they need from China and the rest of Asia across the Pacific. Now, just how they're unloading those ships once they reach the U.S. ports, they haven't said. But overall, having their own logistics has allowed Walmart to build their current inventories by over 11.5% and should put Walmart in good position this holiday sales season. Overall, Walmart reported very good earnings, with top-line revenue and per-share earnings results coming in well above Wall Street estimates. Now, the other major retailer reporting today was Home Depot, and their results also looked better than expected. In economic news, those retail sales for October came in at double the month before. Looks like retail may be okay after all. Also reporting today, industrial production and manufacturing production both reported positive results. So stay tuned now for today's market comment, Joe Biden, the infrastructure president. Well, it's clear after yesterday that Joseph Robinette Biden would like to be known as the infrastructure president, the person who built out most of the country's most needed work projects and vital links between cities and peoples, the roads, public works, and projects that connect communities. And this isn't an unusual ambition. Franklin Roosevelt had the Works Project Administration and Civilian Conservation Corps, responsible for many of the public buildings and projects that exist today. President Hoover, famous, of course, for the Hoover Dam, President Eisenhower for the Interstate Highway System. For Biden, this will be a plan that will focus on rebuilding the nation's aging roads, bridges, utilities, and broadband communications. In its initial phase, signed into law yesterday, over $1 trillion will be earmarked for this effort. To give you an idea of just how large this project is, $1 trillion is equivalent to 20% of our workforce, or 8 million workers working for an entire year, dedicating all of their income to nothing but this project. Think of that. 8 million workers working for nothing other than infrastructure. And according to the White House fact sheet, this $1 trillion bill signed yesterday represents only a little over half the total obligation of $2 trillion to be funded by the end of the decade. And of course, none of this factors in the interest that will be needed to allocate for the debt incurred for these projects. Interest alone will likely raise the real cost of the Biden infrastructure plan by 4 or 5 times. Now, it's clear that the president has obligated the country to a massive public works program, by far the largest in the nation's history. Yesterday was, by all measures, an historic beginning on a monumental effort. And that's what makes this all so puzzling. Clearly, Biden is making his mark, building his legacy, and just as clearly, it would follow that this legacy's cornerstone will be infrastructure. Why, then, has he spent the first months of his presidency canceling all the pre-existing infrastructure programs that were just underway as he sat down at the Resolute desk? Remember that first day when he canceled the Keystone Pipeline? A giant public works project that was employing an estimated 50,000 workers and would have brought over 800,000 barrels of oil per day to this country. Oil that would be solely needed this winter as heating costs are skyrocketing. Energy and jobs, something that Biden's infrastructure bill promises to provide, and that the Keystone Project was already well underway to producing. Why did the infrastructure president cancel the Keystone Pipeline? Or take the Southern Border Wall, another major public works project employing thousands. This one seemed to be a no-brainer. The funds, after all, were already allocated. Supplies were already purchased. And in fact, many of those wall components are currently laying out in the open desert right now. The completion of the southern border wall would seem to have fit right in to the Borden portfolio as the infrastructure president. It would have provided a sense of peace and safety, especially right now, as literally thousands of unvetted, unknown invaders march to that border currently, due to arrive any day. Why did our infrastructure president cancel the southern border wall? And finally, why is President Biden threatening to cancel the Enbridge Line No. 5? Enbridge Line 5 is an oil pipeline originating in Canada, which supplies people in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan with 2/3 of their heating needs, and the rest of Michigan with over half of their propane. And yet now, as a very cold, very expensive winter nears, Biden threatens to close the Enbridge No. 5, which has operated for over 65 years without an accident. It's inexplicable. And it gets to the core of this man, who has only been our president now for less than 10 months. Do we really have in this man a leader dedicated to providing the best for our country, building out the public works and projects that will help supply our energy needs, national safety, and jobs, as he promised? Or do we have an opportunistic politician bent on making headlines when the chance arises, and then canceling much-needed projects that are no longer politically correct? It's a question that will determine the real legacy of President No. 46. And that's TheValueSign.com for this Tuesday, November 16. For all our podcasts, articles, references, and charts, visit ValueSign.com. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work. Thank you.